Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great sports history and team sports. And we're going to look at some great sporting events that happened on a day of June 23rd and preserve just a small sampling of some of the great athletes based on the uniform numbers that they wore, if they did wear them in that era. We're going to talk about a few where uniform numbers were not present and required in the leagues that they played in. But our jersey number today that we're going to talk about is jersey number 4. Now, June 23rd, 1915, the New York Yankees were gifted an MLB record. The Philadelphia Athletics pitching staff surrendered an MLB record 16 walks to go along with 3 wild pitches in just one game against their rivals from the Bronx. Oh yeah, and did I mention the 3 errors by the Athletics in the field that day? Well, the Yanks defeated the A's 15-7 with pitcher Bruno Haas on the mound in for Philadelphia for the duration of the game. Now, June 23rd, 1917, it was a near beginning of a game, and Boston Red Sox pitcher Babe Ruth was ejected for throwing a punch at an umpire. Yes, according to a story on the ProSportsOutlook.com, the great Bambino was a bit ornery on this day. The Babe, if you remember, early in his MLB career, was quite a fine pitcher for the Boston Red Sox franchise. And on a day when the Red Sox were hosting the Washington Senators, his temper got the best of him. Batting leadoff for the Senators was second baseman Ray Morgan. He took 4 pitches from Babe, and each were called a ball by the umpire, Clarence Brick Owens. The young arm on the mound was getting more and more riled up with each non-strike call, and after a few slew of insults, Owens threatened to boot the Babe from the game. This really infuriated Ruth, who soon yelled back, "Throw me out, and I'll punch you right in the jaw." Well, both men kept their word. Owens tossed Ruth, and Ruth apparently charged at Owens and fed him a knuckle sandwich in the mouth. Now, after this ejection, Boston sent Ernie Shore in to continue pitching the game, covering well for Ruth and probably giving the legend much satisfaction, as Shore retired all 26 batters he faced to provide the Sox with a 4-0 victory over the Washington Senators. The pitching performance of the Ruth-Shore combo was tabbed as a combined no-hitter in the record books. On June 23, 1927, New York Yankees future Baseball Hall of Fame baseman Lou Gehrig would soon wear number 4 for the Pinstripes. He hit 3 home runs in the game on this day in a Yankees 11-4 victory over the rival Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. June 23, 1963, New York Mets hitter Jim Pearsall, wearing number 34, hits his 100th home run of his career. In celebration, he ran the bases backwards, 3rd through home. I'm not quite sure if that's illegal, but I think they counted it because it's a picture of it in the newspaper clipping we have from newspapers.com on the jerseydispatch.com article for this June 23rd. It's from the June 24th, 1963 Press and Sun Bulletin from Binghamton, New York newspapers. It looks like it's a UPI telephone photograph, and it shows old number 34 running from home to third. So I think they counted it, and it must be legal. It might not be illegal after he did that. I'm sure they put a ruling against that, so because I haven't heard of anybody doing that since. So maybe you know the answers. Maybe you can give us a feedback. pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Give your answers, and we will put them on the air. And we appreciate you listening. Appreciate you enjoying this little bit of history and taking this sports break. And tune in tomorrow, where we'll have some more. Until then, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. You get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.